Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Holly Shea coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Curtis Hertel Jr., who is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Good evening, Curtis. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. We got to stop meeting like this.
I don't think we should. I enjoy our conversations.
Come on, too.
It's completely on the up and up. Here we go. Found some information in Bloomberg report that you clued me into. It's a company called MERS Corp Electronic Mortgage Registry, and they're being sued over Michigan foreclosures. And, of course, obviously, you're my first call. This is what you and I have been meeting about on the air the last couple of weeks here. Tell me about this particular company and what they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, MERS was largely created as a replacement for my office and offices around the country. And they started acting, they were first used to avoid filing fees, and then they started acting like a bank. And they're not a bank. They're just a servicing company. So they would electronically transfer ownership of mortgages back and forth. How this becomes a problem is oftentimes the banks lost control of the process. I have constituents who I'm dealing with who were literally working on a modification, and in some cases actually had a modification approved and had already started making payments when the mortgage was transferred out from underneath them. And then they lost their modification and then lost their home. So luckily, there's a class action lawsuit that's been filed in Oakland County for the entire state of Michigan. Just to tell you how wide scoping this is, 469 residents lost their home to MERS foreclosures in the last 2 years in Ingham County. So it's huge.
Well, I'm listening to this, Curtis. I have a gentleman, my next guest is in the studio, and he's shaking his head at the same time, too. Is there anything legit about this company?
Yeah, I mean, I think what they're doing, they're basically what I would call a shadow registry. I'm not saying it's illegal. I mean, if you want to avoid fees in my office, that's your business. But you can't act like a bank. And when they start transferring these mortgages over and over again, and there's no regulation, the banks seem to have lost control of the process. The assumption has always been that the person who is being foreclosed upon is, you know, a scofflaw, they're not making their payments. It's always been assumed that they're the bad guy. But in reality, a lot of them are actually working very hard to try to get their banks to do the right thing. And when you have a company that just transfers by electronics and doesn't actually pay attention to individuals, it's really hard for a citizen to get a fair negotiation. They're not dealing with a person. They're dealing with a computer.
Now, this was a class action lawsuit, as you mentioned, seeking, of course, to represent all other Michigan folks, filed by two couples, or at least a person and another couple. Is that right?
That's right.
And so they're asking for more than $100 million in damages and $300 in punitive damages. Where do you think this is going to go?
First of all, I don't even know if MERS has that many assets. I mean, I think, to be honest, they're a relatively small company with a computer system that does this, and they don't hold the notes. I think in reality, we have to go to the source, the people that gave MERS its authority, and I'm hoping the lawsuit will be expanded. We already have today a member of our Lansing community that is talking about joining the class. We put them in touch with the lawyers, and I think we'll have many more. And not everybody has to join the class, but people can use legal aid to sue on their own as well. We just want everybody to do what's best for them and make sure that, people that want to stay in their home, that want to make a modification, that want to make payments, these people aren't looking to get their house for free. They're just trying to get a fair deal. And, it's really sad, and I think this is the biggest thing. We have these federal programs that banks are supposed to, that they choose to be part of, and they get all these good attention for being part of them. But there'll be citizens who are in the middle of negotiating to get part of the federal program, and they'll ship their mortgage to somebody who isn't part of that program. So the rules are just being broken at every turn.
Well, and I'm sitting here listening to this, Curtis, and what I'm thinking is, gosh, it feels like we all ought to just check and see who's holding our mortgages and what's going on with it.
You won't know. in all honesty, the average citizen came to my office and checked to see who actually owns their mortgage right now. The reality is no Michigan law actually requires them to file that assignment that actually tells you. So in many cases, you won't know who actually is holding your mortgage. You won't know who to negotiate with, especially if it's a servicing company that's handling it. You'll never know until it's too late. So we need to change the laws. We need to make it more fair for the citizen, give them some consumer protection, and not allow this shadow registry to really control who gets modifications, who doesn't.
Well, that was my next question to you, is what do we need to do? And I think you just answered that. Something's got to change, because there's something wrong with the system that keeps allowing this to happen. We've talked about DocX before, which is the company that was profiled in a 60 Minutes piece that, as you have told me, kind of gave us a piece as to what to look for, and that was the piece that had been missing before. When we first talked, Curtis, there were about 60 folks affected in Ingham County. The last time we talked, it was up about 100, over 100. I'm guessing it's higher at this point?
In the DocX scandal, we're still at 100.
Okay.
We've moved on to looking at other patterns. But I will tell you that I talked to the Attorney General's office today, and 21 registers from around the state have submitted similar documents already. And we expect that eventually it'll be almost all 83. But we've already got 21 in. So it's not big counties in all big counties or all up north or all central Michigan. We're talking counties across the state that are seeing the same fraud committed in their office.
And what do you tell folks when, you know, because I'm sure people know you around town and you know, you're a familiar face. Are they coming up and asking you about this and saying, what
Absolutely.
Do we do?
Absolutely. And what we're saying is two things. One, if you know someone involved in the scandal, we've partnered with Legal Aid to get people access to a lawyer as quickly as possible. And if you call my office, we'll do a referral and get you to Legal Aid. If you're not that person, you're just upset about the scandal, you need to contact your legislator and say that mortgage laws need to change. We need to hold the banks as accountable as we hold the citizens. And if they're going to break the rules, then we need to hold them accountable and also make sure that there's due process in the system.
Well, and you have said that to me all along, that the banks need to play by the same rules that the citizens do. Curtis, I'm scared of what the next chapter in this all is, I swear. It changes all the time.
Yeah, I fully understand what you're saying. I mean, we keep finding more and more as you delve into this. All I know is that, you know, my job is to keep the records for Ingham County, keep the land records safe. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that citizens don't lose their home incorrectly.
Well, and I think that is the important part, and that you and your office are on this. And I think that's a very important piece of this. And the folks in Ingham County ought to be happy that you are and taking a look at all the angles as they pop up. Curtis, thank you so much. I look forward to our next meeting.
I always look forward to talking to you. I just wish I had better news.
There you go. Well, hopefully one day we'll hear that this is all getting straightened out and folks are aware of what's happening with their mortgages and where they are. As always, Curtis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Curtis Hertel Jr., who is Ingham County Register of Deeds. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.